Hi, I'm Asha Tomlinson.
And I'm David Common.
And we're hosts of CBC Marketplace. We're award-winning investigative journalists that want to help you avoid clever scams, unsafe products, and sketchy services.
Our TV show has been Canada's top investigative consumer watchdog for more than 50 years, but this is our first podcast.
CBC Marketplace podcast is available now on the CBC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Tom Harrington.
Premature actions here in New York, even with the best intentions, will not achieve statehood for the Palestinian people.
The U.S. has vetoed a draft resolution that would have paved the way for the Palestinian Authority to be declared a full U.N. member. There was wide support for the motion among the 15 countries that make up the Security Council. Deputy U.S. Ambassador Robert Wood says the Biden administration voted no because Palestinian officials have not taken on reforms it deems necessary, but also because Hamas still exerts power in Gaza.
The most expeditious path towards statehood for the Palestinian people is through direct negotiations between Israel and the Palestinian Authority with the support of the United States and other partners.
The Palestinian Authority currently has non-member observer status. It calls the U.S. veto unfair and unjustified. The U.S. and U.K. are hitting Iran with a new round of sanctions. The announcement comes in the wake of last weekend's unprecedented drone and missile attacks on Israel. David Cameron is the U.K.'s foreign secretary.
Given Iran's behavior in backing the Houthis, backing Hezbollah, backing Hamas, and of course the appalling state-on-state attack on Israel, it's quite right that with partners we take further action on sanctions.
The penalties target more than a dozen people and entities that supply Iran's military drone production. The U.S. is also imposing restrictions on companies linked to Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, which it designates as a terrorist organization. A ban on keffiyehs remains in place in the Ontario legislature. The black and white checkered scarf is worn in many Arab countries and has long been a symbol of Palestinian people. The speaker banned it because claiming it carries political connotations. A vote to reverse the decision failed. Premier Doug Ford and the leaders of the province's opposition parties all wanted it overturned. Dania Majid is with the Arab Canadian Lawyers Association.
I do have meetings at Queen's Park, and the thought of going to my next meeting and being asked to remove something that is critical to my culture, my identity, and being forced to take it off, it is sort of the embodiment of erasure.
The Jewish advocacy group B'nai B'rith applauded the speaker's decision, saying all provincial legislatures and parliament should follow suit.
We need this money yesterday, not tomorrow, not today, but yesterday.
Ukraine's prime minister is urging the U.S. Congress to pass a military assistance package that's up for a vote in the House on Saturday. For months, it has been stalled in Congress due to opposition from some Republicans. As Russia ramps up its aerial attacks, Ukrainian officials warn they are losing the capability to protect their skies. Speaking to the BBC, Denis Shmyhal says the consequences of losing the war will ripple across the world.
The global system of security will be destroyed. There will be many conflicts, many such kind of wars, and in the end of the day, it could lead to the Third World War.
The U.S. bill would provide Kyiv with $60 billion of aid. The NHL has confirmed the worst-kept secret in hockey. The Arizona Coyotes are moving to Utah. The league approved the sale and relocation of the team this afternoon. Karen Pauls reports.
And they are going to be missed.
Sticks in the air, the Arizona Coyotes said goodbye to teary fans Wednesday night. The players and coaches now bound for Utah. Kurt Kielbach was the voice of the original Winnipeg Jets. He followed the team to Phoenix in 1996 to do play-by-play for the rebranded Coyotes.
I think a lot of people who are legitimate hockey fans have a pretty good understanding of what it feels to lose your jewel.
Mark Florentine is a former Winnipegger now living in Phoenix. He's losing the same team for the second time.
To see them go from here, it's a bummer too.
Sports management expert Neil Longley says the Coyotes struggled with unstable ownership, constant threats of relocation, and very little on-ice success.
You know, when people say, is Phoenix a hockey market? You know, it's kind of hard to know.
The sale guarantees the current owner an NHL team if he builds a new arena within 5 years. Karen Pauls, CBC News, Winnipeg.
And that is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Tom Harrington. Thanks for listening.